Joe Biden's Top 11 Gaffes, Lies, Goofy Statements in Last 30 Days. By Wendell Hasebo on October 23, 2022. President Joe Biden is often cavalier with his words. But in the last 30 days, he has made a large number of gaffes, falsehoods, and goofy statements. Biden's off statements include comments about nuclear war, family history, number counting, and falsely stating a woman has been president of the United States. Recent polling shows just 56% of Americans believe Biden is mentally sharp enough to be president, up 2 points since February. 1. Biden falsely claims his son died in Iraq. Biden lied about where his son died. Biden told an audience in Colorado on October 12 his late son Beau lost his life in Iraq. Beau actually died from cancer at Walter Reed National Medical Center in Maryland in 2015. 2. Biden incorrectly counts three words. Biden started off a campaign event at a Volvo Group powertrain facility in Hagerstown, Maryland, by saying, "Let me start off with two words, Made in America." Made in America is three words. 3. Biden incorrectly spells a web address. On October 17, Biden tried to direct the public to report fraud.ftc.gov. Reading from the teleprompter, Biden spelled S-D-O-T. 4. Biden asked if a deceased congresswoman was present. On September 28, Biden spoke at the White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health. While highlighting certain congressional members during his speech, Biden asked where the late Representative Jackie Walorski, R.I.D., was. "Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I think she wasn't going to be here to help make this a reality," Biden said. Walorski had passed away in a car crash 2 months earlier. 5. Biden thanks first responders and a congresswoman. "I want to applaud the Red Cross volunteers who came as far, from as far away as California, Louisiana, Minnesota, Texas, to help however they can. New York sent not only a congresswoman, one of the most congresswomen in the Congress about the state troopers and emergency responders," Biden remarked on October 3 in Puerto Rico about Hurricane Fiona. 6. Biden claims his grandfather was an All-American football player. "My grandfather Ambrose Finnegan would really be proud of me right now. I'm not joking, he would. By the way, he was an All-American football player," Biden claimed on October 20. Records show Ambrose's birth was between 1884 to 1885. He would have been an All-American football player around 1902. According to the Republican National Committee's research team, Biden's statement is another made-up story about his family. 7. Biden exaggerates his 2004 house fire. On October 5, Biden claimed he lost an awful lot in a house fire. Cranston Heights, Delaware, Fire Company Chief George Lamborn told the Associated Press, "Luckily, we got it pretty early. The fire was under control in 20 minutes. Biden later claimed on October 11 the fire almost cost the lives of a couple firefighters. "They tell me, because the kitchen floor was, the burning between the beams and in the house in addition to, it almost collapsed into the basement," Biden said. 8. Biden improperly remarks on his Justice Department's probe into his son. On October 11, Joe Biden defended Hunter on CNN in an interview with Jake Tapper. The Post's editorial board believes Joe Biden interfered with the investigation into Hunter. "That was a clear push for mercy, from the ultimate boss of the Justice Department that's weighing charges against Hunter. As we've asked before, how is there no independent counsel in charge of this case, as department rules clearly dictate? It's pretty clear that justice has already delayed this investigation." Then, too, the press only discussed Hunter's admitted lies on a federal gun form, not the far more serious tax-dodging charges, or the unregistered lobbyist issues, let alone the whole big guy stink bomb, and Tapper didn't push him. 9. Biden claims Vice President Kamala Harris has been President of the United States. "Kamala won't be the last woman to be Vice President or President," Biden said at the beginning of his speech at the White House's Jewish New Year celebration. 10. Biden says there is a high risk of a nuclear Armageddon. Speaking at a Democrat fundraiser on October 6, Biden said the world could slip into a nuclear war. He's, Putin, not joking when he talks about potential use of tactical nuclear weapons or biological or chemical weapons, because his military is, you might say, significantly underperforming, he said of Putin regarding the Ukrainian war. I don't think there's any such thing as the ability to easily use a tactical nuclear weapon and not end up with Armageddon. 11. Biden calls a Senate candidate's wife a great future senator. During a Pennsylvania campaign stop Thursday for John Fetterman, Biden told the crowd that his wife would be a great future senator. Slow applause ensued. "John, thank you very much for running. I really do appreciate it," Biden began. "And Giselle, Fetterman, you're going to be a great, great lady in the Senate." Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.